Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat, or Cat for short. This is my third in a series of 29 boos for the month of February. So here goes. Today's suggested topic is share a time when someone was kind to you. Once upon a time, when I was single, recently divorced, mother of two, my stepdad had died back in when I got a divorce in the late 80s, early 90s, and it was the early 90s. Anyway, my mom moved down with me in Illinois, and she was big on these family trips. So I got in my little car, packed up the kids, my mother. We drove to Chicago to the museums down on the lake, Lake Michigan. And on the way back, I got a flat tire on the interstate. And it was kind of not closer to right before rush hour, which would be like 4:30, 4 o'clock. I was already out of the city, so we were more on the outskirts of a burb. And I remember thinking, oh my God, thank God I knew how to change a tire. Excuse me. So I kept the kids in the car and made sure my mom, you know, was watching them. And I proceeded to change the tire. And then all of a sudden a car pulled up behind me. And a guy, man, got out. And he asked if I needed some help. And I said, well, I had a flat tire, a blowout, or I don't even remember. And I was in the, like I said, process of changing it. And he says, well, here, let me help. And then his wife or girlfriend, whoever, got out of the passenger side. And they had kids in the back. I don't remember how many. But she brought over some bottled water, some grapes, and a banana for my kids. And I remember her, you know, just talking to me, and she says, yeah, we saw you. And I told my husband, I said, I don't think that's a man. I think it's a woman changing the tire. Cause she, you know, you're like focusing, cause I had pulled over, and I guess, you know, you see a single mom or, you know, anyway, he pulled over and he ended up changing the tire for me. And that was just one thing that stuck out in my head, that total strangers just pulled over on the interstate to help me change my tire. Not that I couldn't have done it, but, you know, it was nice. And the way he parked his car was so that his car, God forbid, if anything would have happened, would have got hit first. And it kind of covered my car because it was the outside. It wasn't the passenger side tire. It was the back driver's tire. So I was kind of like out there, you know, so it was a little, you know, unnerving because I was really glad my mom was there to watch the kids, you know, because back in the day in the 80s, you didn't have to have your kids restrained to the degree that you do now. You know, where they're still in car seats when they're like 8, I think. So you don't have to do that. But anyway, that was my story of people, you know, of a memory that people were kind to me. I mean, I have a lot of them, but that's something that just stuck out in my head. So, all right, I only have seconds. Boy, I can't believe it went by so fast. Okay, only 27 more to go. Laterness, people.